You know, when our God decides to put things together, He always does it His way and not yours or mine. When we came together this morning, we had a greeting that was a little bit different than we expected. My friend showed up and we were all outside. Those of you who came in a little bit late didn't get the cool breeze we had this morning. And the fire alarm went off. We had this wonderful noise blasting through the building. The officials started to come through and told us we all had to leave. And it was not make-believe, it was a real fire. How many know it was kind of cool outside this morning? So as the people came in a few minutes at a time, we welcomed them from outside rather than inside. And finally, I went in and walked down through the building towards the entrance area, and I was told that the real fire and the problem was in this room. And if you look in the corner over there, you'll see a stepladder, and you'll see the problem that they took out the sensor so that we wouldn't create a problem for them anymore. So you see, in case you forgot, we've been filled with the Holy Ghost and
fire.
If you think that was the message for this morning, it wasn't. That's not what the Lord talked to me about, but that's what the Holy Spirit wanted to remind us, that without the fire of God in these young ambassadors, we wouldn't have been so blessed.
Amen. Okay?
So I do have a short word that I'd like to share with you. So if you brought your Bible, I'd like you to run with Romans 8. And the scripture that the Holy Spirit dropped into my heart this morning was verse 29. So I'd like to kind of have you peek at that, because I believe that He knew where we would be this day, and He would know how to connect us and make us one, even if it is for this one moment in time. There are no accidents with God. There's no accidents in the timing of God.
Amen.
And we all sometimes wonder what we are all about. But you know, the one who created us knows more about us than we realize. It says, "For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers." Verse 30, "And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified." Notice, He's the one that does the justifying. "He also glorifies." How many saw the glory of the Lord on those young ambassadors this morning? Now, I want you to know that I had a vision as these young ones were giving of themselves, and especially these twins over here, about those who were standing in the background that got them here, brought them together, gave up of themselves, you mothers and fathers and those who pay the oil bill and the gas bill in the car, and took time out to come and bless the house of prayer. I want to honor you. I want to thank you. We're not going to talk about this man in the corner just yet. Okay? So notice again, verse 31. "What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son and gave Him up for us, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things?" You know, you spoke and sang about healing. You spoke and sang about how awesome a God that you serve. How you worship Him and give Him praise. And you gave of yourselves to us. And we would like to be able to say that the blessings that you've given to us will return unto you 30, 60, 90, and 100 fold. Because you are an awesome group. I'm jealous of your pastor. Can't help it. Jealousy runs in my family. I serve a jealous God. How many know you serve a jealous God? So I'm jealous for the gifts that are in you, and I'm asking my Father to bless you and make those gifts even greater than they've ever been before. I hope this was a practice session for a bigger place for your young ambassadors. Come on, you should have all said amen.
Amen.
All right, that's much better. Verse 33. Who will bring us any charge against those whom God has chosen? You better check that one out. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? Try it on for size. If you haven't got your Bible, close your eyes. Repeat after me. Who will bring any charge against me?
Who will bring any charge against me?
I am chosen of God.
I am chosen of God.
Who will bring any charge against me?
Who will bring any charge against me?
It is God who justifies. Ah. It is God who justifies. How many have ever tried to defend themselves and felt like a fool? Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you trust the one who says, I will justify? Mm-hmm. How many would sometimes feel like Mr. or Mrs. Fix-It? Mm-hmm. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
We want to fix it quick. If somebody picks on my child, watch out. I want to fix it. But that's not what the scripture says. It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died? More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. Get a load of this. Your Savior's interceding for who? For me and you. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. That scripture kept me alive for many, many months and years. Depending on the tests that life would bring, I can tell you truthfully, if you hold on to His word and His promise, no matter how big that test is, it's got a beginning, it's got a middle, and it's got an end. How many know what I'm talking about? I may not comprehend which part of the test I'm in, but it will end. So look at your neighbor and say, the tests will end. There will be an end to this test. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know if it's the beginning. I don't know if it's the middle. But I know God says every test has an end. And if I keep going around and pass the same test again, eventually I'll get a passing mark. Wouldn't it be nice if we could get a passing mark the first time around?
Amen.
But how many know sometimes we get an F?
Amen.
For failure. Yeah, it happens. I can remember my oldest son coming home. He had just learned that the school that he was going to was closing. His marks had always been very reasonable. B's, C's. full, sometimes a B plus. But he got this horrible news that his school was going to be closing, and it crushed him. So the next semester, you know, marking period, was very, very dramatic for him. And his mother and I had no clue. So when he came home, he said to his mother, "Mom, I got all F's." Well, she didn't believe him because he's a trickster. He's always pulling tricks on us and giving us, you know, these little challenges. Well, he's 47 years old and he's still challenging us. But the bottom line was that he was telling the truth and we didn't believe him. Later on, we learned that he was shattered by the news of a major test. His school was closing down, the teachers were going to leave, and he was shattered. That experience tore him apart for 2 years. His test was 2 years long. And I remember a friend of mine said to us, "You should take him to see a specialist." So we did. An elderly doctor who lived in Indian Orchard had known this particular family member for years. And I remember my wife and I having a conference with our son after he had heard our problem, and he was actually physically ill every weekend. On Sunday night, he would be sick. He would be sick on Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. Never sick on Friday night, Saturday night. And we couldn't figure out the problem. I mean, physically, could not hold any food in, could not sleep well. It just was getting unbelievable. After we explained all the circumstances to the doctor, he took my son, sat him on his chair, the doctor's chair, put him behind the desk, and he said, "I want you to know that it's not school that will tell you which way to act and react. It's you that have a low esteem of yourself. And you're going to pass the test eventually, but you cannot look at what has happened in the past 2 years as your future." And he turned us around. He turned my son around. He did give us medication that helped. And we were grateful for the man and his wisdom. My son did pass the test. And at the end of that season, we prayed and asked God to show us where our son needed to go, because the regular schools were not working for him. So he ended up, just a couple of weeks later, we saw an ad in the paper that there was a new school opening up in Palmer, where we live. It was a few miles from the house. And we made arrangements to have our son go there, where he could learn at his own pace. It was a brand new school. It was a Baptist school. And we were blessed because we saw our son come back to life. A 2-year test became a victory. Because without that beautiful school and all those kids that loved him, prayed for my wife and I don't know where he'd be today. But I know this. I'm grateful to that church. I'm grateful for the people who supported that place. I never became a part of that church. That wasn't God's plan for me. But you see, every vessel is designed by God to perform where we were designed to work together. And yes, there are times of fellowship like we've got today. I'd like to see more of that. Amen. But I want you to know, I'm grateful for what God has done. And I'll remind you again, verse 29. "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son." You will become more and more like Jesus in the days ahead. Young people, you will begin to be more and more those ambassadors. Because you see, you may think, oh wow, how would he know I'm going to be a good ambassador? I can tell you right now, I saw Jesus in your faces. I saw Jesus in your smile. That's exciting to me.
Hey, good
morning.
I am really excited to be here today. I am thrilled to be here today. I am blessed to be here today to worship with you, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed would be his name. You know, it doesn't matter what denomination. See, I look at God's work this way. I see churches as battleships. You know, the Navy. And we're all put on a certain ship by God, given a position by God. And your job is to man your post. Wherever God puts you is where he needs you. That's how I look at it. So if anybody were to ask us, what's the matter with us? I want you to tell this congregation, what's the matter with you, Christ Young Ambassador?
I'm saved, sanctified, holy, also, have God's eyes. I've got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life.
Anybody ask you, what's the matter with Clifton Winspear? You tell them that the brother is saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. How baptized? I've got Jesus on my side. And the brother is running for his life. I just love that. So let me introduce our group. First off, I want to thank Pastor Mark Long. This is Pastor Mark Long. Pastor Mark is our assistant pastor in our church. He volunteers for that position. He does a lot in our church, especially on Sundays. He's really needed there. But he took it off to be here with us to do the sound. Mark is more than a brother in Christ. He is my brother. His dad is my spiritual dad. And so he calls me son, I call him dad, and that makes Mark my brother. I'm older than you. And I thank Mark for that. He's really a great asset to our church. And we have been friends since I joined the church 5 or 6 years ago. He has a lot to do with what you're looking at today and what you'll be blessed with. He has a lot to do with that. He encourages me a lot. I want to also thank Patty Merrill. Patty Merrill is my sister. Maybe you have to stand up so people see. She's my sister in every sense of the word. And I love Patty. And I thank you for being with us today, Patty. Now I'm going to let everybody else. Oh, this is Brother Mike Bouye. Mike came to me one day and he said, I would like to play the keyboard for the choir. And I was excited about it. I'm still excited about it. And I will always be excited about it. So this is Mike Bouye. He's our organist. Starting with you, you come up and you say your name and tell them I'm happy you're here. You're, how happy you are.
My name is Shannon, and I'm very happy to be here today. I'm Erin, her twin, and I'm also happy to be here.
Come on, Josh.
I'm Leona, and I'm happy to be here. I'm Hope, and I'm very happy to be here.
Amen. Come on, baby, let's keep it moving.
I'm Leona, happy to be here.
Funtel is from Nigeria, right?
She's a beautiful girl.
Very beautiful. Talented. Come on, baby, come.
I'm Tosin, and I'm happy to be here.
And Tosin is Funtel's sister. Come on, baby.
I'm Shelby, and I'm very happy to be here.
I'm Kim, and I'm very happy to be here.
I'm Erica, and I'm very happy to be here.
Come on, baby. This is my little angel. They all are my little angels, but Erica is very special to me. It's Patty Merrill's daughter. Oh.
I'm Olivia, and I'm very happy to be here.
Olivia would be playing the flute for us today, but she got angry. And she crushed a can in anger and messed up her son. Very disappointing.
I'm Krista, I'm very happy to be here.
And I'm very blessed to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm Sophie, and I'm happy to be here.
I'm Elise, and I'm happy to be here.
I'm Ariana, and I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah. If you want to hear an angelic voice, the next time we come back, you're going to hear an angelic voice. This is Shannon's daughter. She had a sweet voice. And I am Muhammad Ali. My name is Clifton Winspear. God has been blessing us in our church, and I know God has been blessing you here. We took in a service here Tuesday night with Pastor Kim and the members, and it's really a blessing. My wife is still talking about it. She's in awe because we came here, and you know, for a couple of days I was suffering with a low back problem. My wife works at JCPenney in the Holyoke Mall. She's the manager of the men's department. And the Christmas rush was really, you know, heavy on her. And she had to lift heavy coats and all that stuff. And it messed up her shoulder. And she was complaining about it. And that night we weren't going to come because we were in so much pain. And we came. We came, and Pastor Kim hugged me, and he said to me, having problems with the old man. My wife looked at me, and I said, yes. And he prayed for me. And then he hugged my wife. And he goes, which shoulder is bothering you? And that my wife can't get over. She talks about it all the time. On our way home, we stopped at McDonald's and said, how do you think he figured that out? we met Pastor Kim, and when I first met him after the funeral of Mark Mallon's mom, he hugged me. And I am battling colon cancer. But I didn't tell him. He told me. And that freaked me out. Yes. But I love Pastor, and I love you, and I thank you for having us here. We come into God's house to worship.
Amen.
You gotta get a little closer to me so I can see the word. And that's what we're going to do today, because we're all brothers and sisters under the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross for our sin. Mike, can you do me a favor? Can you pass me my cable out of my guitar and everything? Are you opening this door? Lawrence tells me I'm never organized. I guess I proved him right. Open my eyes and let me see. My heart told me is a home of the light. Let me here I am.
Here I am to save you. Here I am to save you.
Dear hand, then modeled and shaped and timed by his clock. Things just don't happen, they're planned. We who love Jesus are walking by faith, not seeing one step that's ahead, not doubting one moment what our lot might be, but looking to Jesus instead. Things just don't happen to us who love God, to us who have taken our stand, no matter the lot, the course, or the price. Things just don't happen, they're planned.
My baby's got a ring for you. She's got to say a scripture and a little devotional thing with it.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. There is no way our little minds can comprehend the love of God, but that didn't keep him from coming. From the cradle in Bethlehem to the cross in Jerusalem, he pondered the love of our Father. What can you say to that kind of emotion? Upon learning that God would rather die than live without you, how do you react? How can you begin to explain such passion?
Of Jesus in the garden where he prayed, they led him through the streets in shame. They mocked him. Violated his name. Is it crucified? He's to blame. But he could have gone to destroy this world and set them free. He could have called 10,000 angels.
Amen. I want
to encourage my kids. Christ, young ambassadors. I chose that name. Well, now let me rephrase that, Pastor Kim. God gave me that name for my babies. An ambassador represents the views of the government. We are Christ's young ambassadors. And our goal and our job is not just to represent Christ, but to bring God's love to as many as we can. And our message is always the same. The Word became flesh. It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Trinity. I believe the Bible is the Word of God. Amen. And we believe that everything written in that book is true. Put your hands together for my babies. God.
Thank you.
Team called Unity.
The first time
I heard them, they sang this song. It's called You're My King. Now as we do this, see this is what the song does for me. It humbles me. You know, and if you listen to the words of the song, you will have the same experience. Because there's a part in it where it says, amazing love. How could this be? That the Creator, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, would come down here in human form and die for me. It's a humbling thought that God loved me so much that he sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross so I can reconcile with God. So listen to the word and just meditate.
I'm a man.
Thank you.
have it. I'll give you all my words. Okay?
Steve. Special gifts. Right, Pastor Kim?
Amen.
special gift. I have fallen in love with your fans. I don't know if y'all noticed that. I'm his number one fan. I love Pastor Kim. Tuesday night he shared with us. I took him service with you guys, and it was a really rich and blessed time. And God really is anointing this man. And every time I talk to Pastor, when he calls me at home, he would say, God gave him a word. God gave us a word this week. We call it worship. My baby, Shannon and Aaron, I asked them when Pastor Kim agreed to let us come, I asked them to put together. They have beautiful voices. And they're blessed, and they're on fire for God. And there's nothing that, I'm 51 years old. I know I look 17. I do.
Stretching.
Well, thank you, Pastor. I love you too. But they, I love when I see young people, like Tuesday night, the young couple that did the worship. And when I see young people, especially those who are specially gifted, working for God, on fire for God, they just lift me up. You know, it lifts me up. So brothers and sisters, I'm bringing to you my baby, Shannon and Aaron Perot. That's their mom. Stand up for them. They're your children.
They are.
They're my And then they're going to do two or three songs. And I have a couple that I want to share with you. And if it's all right, we'll ask again. And then I'll turn the service back over to you.
Sing praise, have mercy.
Yes.
This is my Thank you.
just going to do one of my favorite old hymns. He bids me come to thee, O Lamb of God, here I come, Lord, here I come. I am without one thing, but that your blood was shed just for me, and that you bid me, sweet God, to come to thee, O Lamb, O God, here I come, wait for me, Jesus, here I come. Don't leave me alone.